without the law of vibration. The law of attraction is a secondary law. The law of vibration is the foundation. You don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. This universe operates by law. Never chase. Attract. Chasing comes from a place of lack and fear. Thoughts that are felt make their way into your subconscious mind, the feminine part of the mind, which is the creative force. From there, the energy of that thought's frequency makes its way into your sympathetic nervous system. This energy is now a part of your DNA and affects your vibration. Your vibration attracts things to you that are in harmony with it. Unlike the conscious mind, the subconscious mind has no power to reject. It has to bring what's impressed upon it into form, whether negative or positive. It is crucial to constantly be in a calm and relaxed state. All you need to do is set a clear intention of what you want and feel like you already have it. See it as already realized. Act upon the idea that enters your mind without overthinking it. If you already mastered the art of thinking, this is the next step. By being in a calm and relaxed state, you allow the universe to speak to and through you. In a state like this, you will attract ideas, conditions, and circumstances that will benefit you in getting the things you desire. You will attract effortlessly. Your life will be easy. They say life is hard. That's just how it is. This is a lie. Life doesn't have to be hard. In fact, it shouldn't be. It is your own perception that dictates whether it's going to be hard or easy. Change your perception. Poverty and failure are a disease of the mind. You should be prosperous. You are imprisoning yourself within your own mind. Heaven and hell are existing on earth at the same time. It depends upon your own mind whether you life in heaven or hell. You are the creator of your life. You are here to learn how to manipulate energy. You cannot use the